समस्त तरह शिशि मारे श्री बाकी शंकर बार की नटगति वैष्णविंद आचार्य हरिष्ठाकुर की पैम से ग्रह श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य पवन पान श्री गौ भक्तविंद श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंदी गोपदान की शिवृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जगनपुरी धाम की जग नूरवामी धाम की तुलास देवी की भक्ति देवी की गंगमाई की यामुन माई की और गोय स्त्री समृद्धि और गोय शीघ्र गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Canto 11, Chapter 7, Verse 21. Purushatte cha mam dhira Sankhya Yoga Visharada Avishkaram papasyanti Sarva-shakti-pa-brinhita Purushatte cha mam dhira Sankhya Yoga Visharada Avishtaram Prapashyanti Sarva Shakti Prabrahmita Bolo
Purushatte cha mam dhira
Purushatve, in the human form of life. 자, 엔, 마음, 니, 디나, goes free from envy through spiritual knowledge. Samkhya Yoga, in the spiritual science composed of analytical knowledge and devotion to the Supreme. Vishada, who are expert, avishtaram, directly manifest, prapasanti, they clearly see, sava, all, shakti, with my energies, upabrinitam, fully endowed. Translation. In the inner form of life, those who are self-controlled and expert in spiritual science of Sankhya can directly see me along with all my potencies. Purport. We find the following statement in the Vedas. Purushatve chavistaram atma sahita prajnanina sampanna tamo vigatam vadati vigatam pasyati veda shvastanam deva lokalokau matvina mitam ipsat yevam sampano tetrasham pasunam asana pipase eva vijnanam. In the human form of life, the soul is fully endowed with intelligence to understand spiritual knowledge. Thus, in human life, the soul may speak, realize knowledge, see the truth, know the future, and also understand the reality both of this world and of the next. Taking advantage of the experience of mortal life, the soul in human form may endeavor for immortality, and the human body is fully equipped to achieve this end. In such an elevated state, the soul is certainly well acquainted with the ordinary activities of animals, such as eating and drinking. The human form of life, Purushatva, is very significant because it affords us the opportunity to perfect our existence. The Sankhya Yoga Sankhya system mentioned here is best illustrated by the instructions of Lord Kapila to his mother Devahuti. And Lord Kapila is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his mother approached him saying, Nivinani taram bhuvan asarindriyata shana yena sambhav yamanena papannandam tama prabho. I am very sick of the disturbance caused by my material senses. For because of this sense disturbance, my Lord, I have fallen in the abyss of ignorance. 325.7 Bhagavatam. Lord Kapila delivered to his mother a highly analytical summary of all material and spiritual reality. It is significant that Lord Kapila did not discriminate against his mother because she was a woman, nor did he consider her incapable of understanding the most elaborate spiritual knowledge. Thus, in a Krishna-conscious society of liberated souls, any man, woman, or child may become a great devotee of Lord Krishna without discrimination. It is also significant that in the highly intellectual Sankhya system enunciated by Lord Kapila, the solid conclusion is surrender to the lotus feet of the pure devotees and love of Godhead. In Lord Kapila's instructions in the third canon of Srimad Bhagavatam, he emphasizes the need to take shelter of the pure devotees of the Lord. In the present verse, Lord Krishna says, Sankhya Yoga Vishadada, those who are expert in taking shelter of the pure devotees and who can thus understand the actual situation of this world are able to see Krishna in his personal form along with his internal and external potencies. A spiritual master becomes bona fide by his full surrender to his spiritual master, but as explained in this chapter, one may also act as his own guru. This means that an intelligent and perceptive person can understand the nature of this world and his own limitations. Such a person then becomes very much inclined to associate with the pure devotees of the Lord to receive the mercy of those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sankhya Yoga is described here refers to the rigorous intellectual progress of the Jnana Yoga system, along with the devotion of Bhakti Yoga, which emphasizes the mercy of the lotus feet of the pure devotees. Actually, Jnana Yoga is a factor in the Bhakti Yoga system, since Krishna is Jnana Ganya, or the goal of all knowledge. The Lord also says in the Bhagavad Gita 10:10 that he personally enlightens a sincere devotee with all knowledge. In this chapter, Lord Krishna is training Uddhava to see the Lord's personal form in the course of his daily experience in the material world. The Lord has already indicated to Uddhava that he will travel throughout the world in samadhi or trance, and now Lord Krishna is preparing Uddhava to travel as a true sannyasi, seeing the personality of God everywhere. Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutta Vadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Shri Rupam Sagatatam Sahagana Vagana Tam Nitam Tam Sijivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parishna Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Vadam Sahagana Vagana Shri Vishadam Shah Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Purushyatve Chamam Dira Santi Yoga Visharada Avishtaram papasyanti sarvashaktu pabrunitam. In the human form of life, those who are self-controlled and expert in the spiritual science of Sankhya can directly see me along with all my potencies. So the Sankhya Yoga, ekam Sankhyam to Yogam cha. Krishna mentioned several times the Sankhya Yoga system. Those who are intelligent know that Sankhya is non-different from yoga. Sankhya Yoginam. What is that? That 5-5? The last two on? Ekam apyasteo Sankhyam. Yeah. So they're non-different. And Prabhupada explains that Sankhya means to, there's Sankhya and Sankhya. And Sankhya is, according to Nirukti Dictionary, to find things minutely, to count. He also explains to count things, take tally. So the Sankhya Yoga is also mentioned in the 18th chapter. According to Sankhya, Krishna quotes it, Poktani, what is it? Kritamte Sankhyam Poktani. So that verse, he said, Krishna is quoting Sankhya Yoga system. So we don't discriminate against Sankhya Yoga system, in other words. But, has to be understood, but directly from Krishna or his representative. Prabhupada's explaining it. The sannyasis, generally strict sannyasi impersonalists, they do Sankhya, they study things. They don't do nothing, they actually have to study. The Sankhya Yogi, like the Prakashananda, there were Jnana Yogis or Sankhya Yogis, or, so they studied a lot, and they couldn't understand why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting that, why are you doing all this crazy stuff? They actually used the word, hanging out with all these madmen, going chanting. So, somehow they knew also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very famous. So they had an idea, a vague idea that some idea that he's very, very, we heard he's a great pundit, but why does he do this? We couldn't understand it. So he explained it to them, more like he took a board and whacked them across their false egos and threw their false egos far away. So he explained so many things. Okay, yeah, well, I don't study Sankhya, Nahika Vedanta Adhikar, because according to them, you must study Vedanta, Kritante, Vedante, the end. Get to the end of knowledge somehow. So, he explained to them that his guru told him he was foolish, was a fool, that he didn't have the Adhikar, Nahika Vedanta Adhikar. I don't have the Adhikar really to study the Vedanta. But as he spoke, they were becoming more and more attracted. Of course, he's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was sitting on the side, Ihan Aish, Ihan Aish. They said, why don't you come here? Why are you sitting there in a very contaminated place where everyone washed their feet? The sannyasis didn't wear sneakers in those days, or apparently not even wooden shoes, but they were barefoot. So they had to wash their feet before they came into the house place. But the Chaitanya was sitting there, and they were becoming more and more drawn in, just seeing him, and the way he was, Shripad, they called him Shripad. Judayanaya, our eyes are becoming so attracted to you. To hear your speaking, well, our ears are becoming very attracted to you. Your speaking is very... So with that, he started to speak about... Of course, we only get a little bit. You can just imagine all the things that Chaitanya must have quoted, because even in the seventh chapter of Adilila, you have to remember that we were all sitting around in the press department, 1972, 3, and then Prabhupada said, you must print this book. So that book came out before all the other books, and because very important, the instructions Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives to Prakasha Ananda. There's five main basas, bashas, sampat, what do you call it? Divad, sampat, in the Chaitanya Charita. And one of them is the instruction. So Mahaprabhu was probably speaking, we can just imagine, very lofty. And he pretty much blew their minds, Sankhya Yoga. So one should know something of Sankhya Yoga. He doesn't have to know everything. Like Prabhupada said, the geologists, they're good examples of Sankhya Yogis, kind of a perverted reflection, because they constantly counting the strata in the earth, and they go deeper and deeper, and they find, then they become bewildered because some strata they projected, well, that strata was there, so we thought it was 100 million years old, but then it becomes there, so it's just bewildering. But so they're counting like this is counting, Sankhya. They come Sankhyam to Yogam Cha. And Etavan Sankhya Yoga Abhyam, that in the second canto, Sukadeva Goswami was speaking. Ante Narayana Smriti, whether one is a Sankhya Yogi, he is, or Parinishtita, fulfilling his household duties, whatever he's doing, at the end, then Sukadeva says, Ante Narayana Smriti, one has to remember Narayana. That is the goal. So the goal of Sankhya is to understand Krishna. Sankhya is, so here, a very nice quote from Kapila. Kapila is actually teaching Sankhya Yoga. Now we always hear about the bogus Kapila. I haven't read any of the bogus Kapila. Apparently there must be some. Anyone here read the bogus Kapila? No. None of us have read the bogus, but Prabhupada, not only Prabhupada, but other acharyas, they mentioned the bogus Kapila. It just seems funny that there'll be another Kapila, and he also teaches some mundane Sankhya Yoga system. So because we don't have to worry about it, but it's still there to caution us. So, Kapila's Tattva Sankhyata, Bhagavatma Maya. In the beginning of the teachings of Kapila, this verse is there. And he came to teach these things, and he taught it to Devahuti. It's kind of nicely mentioned here that she was a woman, although she was very humble, saying, I'm only a woman, for several verses, and I'm not really qualified, but still Kapila Dev taught this system of Sankhya Yoga. And within that system is also the, very clearly that one has to surrender to the Guru, that, he says in one verse how attachment to this mundane world is the greatest entanglement. But if one takes saiva sadhu sukrito, moksha dvaram apavita, if one wants moksha, he has to take the same tendency and use it to find the guru and become attached to the guru. Attached guru mukha padma bhakya chitete koriya aikya. Korya Aikya, we chant all those words. Prabhupada was always concerned that we don't know what the words mean, especially that song, because it's such an important thing to do everything for the Guru. So in the beginning of this, also the big quote in prose, which describes what the human form of life is, and how in such an elevated state, the soul is certainly well acquainted with the ordinary activities of animals, such as eating and drinking. So we've been cautioned that if to approach the guru has to be someone who is conquered eating, drinking. Prabhupada especially mentioned sannyas, goswamis. The goswamis, at least, they've first of all conquered sex life. No sex life if one is a goswami. Everyone is more or less struggling on the Godasa platform. Nana Shastra Vicharanayakanipana Sadhana. The six Goswamis, and Rupa Goswami has given us the directives. Bacha Begum, Manasakrota Begum, Jiva Begum, Yo Vishahate Dira. Because here the word is Dira. Yo Vishahate Dira. Someone who is Dira, he can tolerate these six pushings. So if we're, Prabhupada said, another book came out, and he said, very important, Upadeshamrita. All the newer devotees, especially anybody, it's a very important book to give them. What is guru? People are searching after guru, becoming bewildered. This is a guru, this is a guru. But is that person following? Is he controlling the six pushings? Etam vegam yovishahita dira. Dira stata namuyati. The deer is never bewildered amongst even Komala Machara. What is that verse? No, the Bhagavad Gita is a simple verse. That from boyhood to youth, and he's not disturbed even at the time of death. Huh? Dehi no smin yata dehi komaram yoganamchara. Tata dehantaram prapti dira stata namuyati. So there's some nice words in this verse. So purushatve means in this asangohyam purushaha. This is a Vedic aphorism. That if one is any living entity, but if what to speak of a human being, he should know the first thing is he's not part of this material world. Asango. Sangam chakra. One has to give up his material association. Sangam. We also talk about sarvasanga, 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 sarvasiddhi hoy. By sarvasanga, we're able to give up our mundane rag. Vitaraga bhayakhera man maya mama pasha. Bahava ujana tapasa putamad bhava maga. Many people in the past, Krishna tells Arjuna in the fourth chapter of the Gita, many persons were able to give this up. And by jnana, by knowledge also, by Sankhya. So a devotee shouldn't be without knowledge. Gyan, Sankhya, these are important things, but one is the means, one is the end. Sankhya. So Krishna is bringing in the Sankhya yogis here. He is giving them a, offering them a, what is it called, a leaf or a way to pull them in. Tanya thinks he's a Sankhya yogi. So this eating and drinking, sleeping especially, nidra hara vihara kari vijato chatyanto dinal chayo. We're looking for someone who has conquered those things. Therefore, Prabhupada was the obvious person to lead people, entities, out of this material world. Because he had conquered, because he's conquered all these things. Dira dira jana priya priya. And he's dear not only to the those who are sober, but those like Sanatana Goswami. He was dear to the those who weren't exactly sober, even in Vrindavan 500 years ago, 400 or 500 years ago, more. There were those who were mundane persons, but they would even take shelter of persons like Sanatana Goswami, six Goswamis. Even to solve the ordinary mundane familial problems. So yes, whatever Sanatana says. So many devotees, they also, of course the guru shouldn't really be approached for mundane questions, but Prabhupada had to give so many mundane things, how to even eat, how to sleep. Wake up! Prabhupada said, don't sleep. He said, I know some of you are rising early in the morning and later on you compensate, take nap. He said,
That's okay for now. But Uttishtata Jagrata, Prabhupada quoted that also. Uttishtata, Jeev Jago, wake up. You find many people, they forgot very simple, basic thing, wake up. Uttishtata Prabhupada Bodhita, Kshasya Dara Nishita. Because the human form of life is a rare thing, so we shouldn't try to sleep through it. Wake up. Now the Sankhya Yogis, they have kind of a mundane, if they stick to just counting, it's kind of a boring existence. Sometimes they try to read Bhagavatam, but then they have misinformation, misdirection about Bhagavatam, about Krishna's pastime. But generally speaking, if you're my body, but nowadays it's all hodgepodge. Sometimes they read a little bit Bhagavatam, but they're misdirected. There's not really any. They don't distinguish. So we don't want to introduce this type of hodgepodge into ISKCON. Prabhupada wanted ISKCON as a pure one. He said, I want at least 25 men in Vrindavan on the level of the six Goswamis. So he had a very kind of high standard. There are actually advanced devotees, Matajis, even in Vrindavan now. But six Goswamis, I mean, Prabhupada, could you go easy on us? Especially the managers, he said, they have to be on. Prabhupada said, I don't see anyone on the level of the Goswamis in Vrindavan, not visible, but you should be on that level. So someone can't complain and say that Prabhupada didn't give us stuff to do. Bahosam bhavante, labdasu durlabham idam bahos. Because this human form of life is sudurlabha. Durlabha manabha janma, lobhya samsare. All we can do is lament. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we don't even know how to lament. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us. Durlabha manabha janma. I got this human form of life. I was meant for conquering all these things, becoming Goswami. I could not do it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's speaking for us. We cannot speak. We're like illiterate, cannot speak. So he's saying, Durlabha manabha janma. This manabha janma. Lobhya samsare. I've got this. I got it in this material world now, but I'm not taking advantage of it. Radha Krishna bhajino. So he says, who should I tell this to? Kahibo kahare. Where should I go? There's not even anyone I can tell. They don't appreciate. So Prabhupada had the power, shakti, to enliven the sleeping entities. Anecho shodhi maya nashibara lage. Harina maha mantra lao to me. But the Hare Krishna mantra is like the magic mantra. Sanatana Goswami says, is like a magic spell to bring you out of this maya. Have that, those verses in the Brihad Bhagavatam you're describing. It has a magic potency. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was come with this Maha Mantra. Other people think there's another Maha Mantra. Just see how bewildered. They'll say that, no, don't chant. We have our own Maha Mantra. We invented it. Where did you get it? Is it in the Shastra? No. You can chant your mantra, but don't do it loud. We don't want to hear because we have our own nonsense mantra that we chant. So it was very, very tricky. Kshara dara nishita duratyaya. Kshara dara means just like the edge of the razor. It's like a razor's edge. Many people go, they go to Vrindavan, they wind up doing some other nonsense thing. Not following strictly in our line. Sampradaya. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakti Tete Koriya Aikya. One has to have his consciousness Aikya, one with the spiritual master. In this case, spiritual master means we know who it is clearly and what they're saying. As it says in this purport, a spiritual master becomes bona fide by his full surrender to his spiritual master. And it's explained in this chapter, one will also act as his own guru. Sometimes the body, I think the last guru mentioned is the body. Deha guru mama bhakti viveka he tur. So if it, because the, why is the body the guru? Because it's this self-destructing at every moment. It's constantly teaching us, it's desiring so much to taste, so much to smell, naiva kinchi karomi ti yukto mani ti tattavit pashan shinvans prashan jigana shnanga chanchapa. In the fifth chapter of the Gita, 8 and 9, Krishna gives a couple of nice verses. Of course he gives so many nice verses, but that, the person, indiyan indiyate shu vartanti ti dharyan, he considers that, oh, my nose, it wants to smell so many things, my tongue wants to run and taste. Prahlad Maharaj goes us and tells us they're like wives, like six wives. Jivai kato chuta vikashti maavi chuta shishno nyatas padugaram padugaram. Jivai kato chuta vikashti, the tongue is like one of his wives. It wants to go and taste so many things. The touch sense wants to enjoy so many things. Hearing, I want to hear cinema. Prabhupada always uses cinema song. Nonsense sound. Ballroom dancing. With Prabhupada's era, there was ballroom dancing. That was Maya. Heavy Maya. Now it's still ballroom, which is a little different. They're the same thing, but they're doing more wild, more crazy. Kali Yuga. Increasing every day. So Prabhupada Maharaj is teaching like that. He said, I'm like a householder who's torn apart by six wives of his senses. So the body is the guru. So one can argue also that, well, if the body is the guru, we should treat the body very nicely. We should pamper it and give it all sense gratification. No, that's not the lesson to be learned from the body. The body is suffering. Therefore, it is the guru. Teaching us every moment you're trying to taste this, with try to pull it back. Taste this, touch that, feel this, hear that. So many working senses, so many knowledge acquiring senses. So we have to, again, bring it back. Yato yato nishtaliti manas chanchalam astiram sapastapo nyam nyata stittas chalati tattvata. Is that the verse? So you'll find Krishna's giving all this knowledge, it's all Sankhya. He says, I taught you, it's in the second chapter, 39th verse. So far I taught you some Sankhya, now I'm going to teach you Buddhi Yoga. But throughout Bhagavad Gita there's a, Arjuna becomes bewildered again, the beginning of the third chapter, beginning of the fifth chapter again, beginning of the 12th chapter. Everything's being reconstructed, re-clarified. We know this in art, like when you're doing any art project, painting, any sculpture, you forget, or somehow or other it loses the exactly how you want it. You have to reconstruct. When I was in art school, they call it reconstructing. You're drawing it and you're just doing a lot of colors, and then you forget what the shape is. So we have to reshape. So Bhagavad Gita is reshaping. Again and again. And we never tire of it. Vayam na navitripya. What is it? Amrita. The end of the 10th chapter, Arjuna says, your words are like nectar. You never tire of hearing them. What is that verse? I'm always picking on Hare Krishna. You probably already finished chanting the whole Gita today, but. Huh? Arjuna says, I never tire of hearing your nectarine words. So we never tire of hearing that. We bring our mind. Krishna Chaitanya, doya kora hobi cha vicha kora tipi pabi chamata. You're a Sankhya yogi, you like to meditate on different things and study so many things. Sanskrit, Sanskrit is perfect for Sankhya because there's so much you can learn. It takes years and years and it increases. And you can find more and more word meanings and they're not the actual, may not be the actual word meaning, but so it's perfect for the sannyasis. What else do they have to do? So they're hair splitting, this. But Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna Chaitanya Doya Kala Hobicha. You like to study Vicha. then bring your mind, bring your consciousness, all that intelligence to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Chaitanya, Doya Karaha, Vichara. Study that, Vichara Prabhu Chamakar. Then you'll get something really amazing. Nothing like what you had before. You can meditate. How is it that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is crying and it described like the Ganga, like there are clouds. His eyes are like monsoon clouds pouring rain. Is that possible for an ordinary person? Or that he's smashing on the floor 100 times in an hour, but nothing ever. He never gets hurt. He's just up again and again chanting. Or that he's changing color and foam is flowing from his mouth. Or those limbs are drawn in or drawn out. That you can meditate on, that type of nectar mercy. So you found the verse, Madonna? Huh? You can't read it. Vistaratmano yogam vibhutim cha janarjana bhuya katya tripti hishamita nasti me amritam. So it's amritam. 10:18. Again and again, bhuya katya. And then I was quoting the one from the first canon, Vayam tu nava trityam autama shloka vikramaya shimbatam rasagyanam. Rasagyanam, this is rasas. This is not puna puna chavita chavananam, chewing the chew, chewing some old sugar cane. We just came back from, especially the sugar cane juice is very nice, but if you try to chew that after they have a machine, I don't know if they've always had a machine, but it takes everything out, so, but still some birds, some crows may try to get something out of it. Chewing the chew, it's been sucked out. There's nothing there to get. But that's mrityu, bahosam bhavanti, bhutva bhutra paliyate. Again and again taking birth. This body is like a seed, and then from it grows another body by our desire. So we want to take that desire and utilize it in our line of Prabhupada's line of spiritual masters rather than drag again into this material world. Bhutva bhutva paliyate. So anyway, any questions? His hand was first, sorry.
It doesn't work. Oh, there you go. So my question is, when does
too much jnana yoga becomes jnana nishupati? Jnana samadhi. And there, the Prabhupada translates that as knowledge obtained by the mystic philosophy. We can't allow it to happen. A little, you know,
it's a good question, but you just said it, monistic philosophy.
Okay.
Didn't I answer the question?
No, not completely, because then we have Jnana Mishra Bhakti, you know, and it's to a certain extent, Jnana Yoga is favorable, but then even that has to be kind of distant, one has to distance himself from it, apparently, you know, I don't know.
But the word gyan is not a bad word. Gyaninatu tada gyanam yesham nashitam. By this knowledge, one will see Krishna just as the sun lights up the daytime. Vidyavahu jivanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, and Prabhupada gives the explanation, that is a life of transcendental knowledge. Krishna consciousness is a life of transcendental knowledge. So without Krishna, without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without Mahamantra, then there's no life to it. It's just dead knowledge. It's zero. It's just like anything else we say. You do so many great activities, but they're zero. Harada Bhaktasya Kato Mahagana, without the one in front. The same answer is always there.
Okay.
So, jnana plays a, as it's described in Purport, plays a role in bhakti, or has its function in bhakti, but when is it too much, and when does it become, when is it?
Well, I gave one example that when some people get deviated, they're just studying Sanskrit and they forget the goal. They just take the means and forget the goal. They start out doing bhakti, then they they get into Sanskrit, become an academician. What was the use then? Okay, you're an academician. Academia. There's anemia, leukemia, and academia.
So,
I take full credit. Copyright.
So, what's the balance then? You know, just
don't become an academic. Are you having trouble? You're being drawn toward academia.
I'm just. When do we know it's too much?
I mean, I'll let you know. I'll let you know.
Thanks, Bubba. Appreciate it. Love and care.
When you have too much knowledge, I'll let you know. Trilograms up, or are you doing an underarm advertisement?
There's a nature enough to enlighten one that he could go back to the spiritual world.
Is what Swarup?
Nature's guru, like.
Oh, you mean like these gurus we're reading, going to read about?
Yeah. I mean,
is it enough
to enlighten one to go back to the spiritual world, or what?
Prabhupada said one word, ekam shlokam talagam ba, one half of a shloka, one half of a line. Ardham padardham eva ba. Even if one reads one shloka, one line, one half line. Pati shloki pati akshara, one syllable. So in your case, yes, we give you special benediction. You can only have to read one line, one word, one shloka. We need a new microphone or an ice cream cone or something. Get 20. Get one good one rather than 50 bad ones.
So, Srila Bhakta, this concept comes from Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in the Bhagavad Gita. Lovely. Okay, so the Jnana Srila Bhakta concept comes from Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in the Bhagavad Gita. Artha Jidnasa Artharthi Jnani Cha Bharatarshava. So that's where the Jnani comes. But if you look at Vishwanatha Chakravarti's commentary, that Jnana Mishra Bhakta is just a Bhakta who is a Jnani in name only. That's how he explains it. So the Jnana part of that Jnana Mishra Bhakti is detachment. There is natural detachment in that devotee from the material world, which is a heavy aspect of Jnana Yoga. But the person actually, in the sense that bhakti is the predominant activity of this person. That's why Krishna says in the next verse, Vidarana Sarvayadeti Jnanita Atmaiva Namitam Astitasa Yukpatna Namiva Nuttanamitam. These are all very magnanimous souls, but the Jnani is Atmaiva Namitam. That's why Krishna is giving him the Jnana Mishra Bhakti so much importance, because he's a name in Jnani only, which I think, if I remember, says it's like the fangs of a toothless snake or something like that. Whereas the Jnani yogis, they don't have any bhakti at all. I mean, their motivation is self-purification. Self-purification is the primary motive, and realizing themselves as pure spirit souls and merging into Brahman eventually. So that is not acceptable in bhakti. The motivation in bhakti is only to please Krishna. So whenever you have sub-elements of jnana mixed in, or karma mixed in, karma is artha jnana artharthi. We are doing bhakti because we want to escape suffering. We are doing bhakti because we want to bhakti because of, you know, karma mishra. But even then, the bhakti has to be predominant. So that's how Vishwanatha Chakravarti mixes these different categories.
Chaturvidha.
But the jnana bhakti is not jnana, according to this definition. The jnana, knowledge of Bhagavata and the knowledge of Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, or Prabhupada's books, that doesn't qualify as jnana. So we should be academics of bhakti, in the sense that we should. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti and Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami, these are great academics of bhakti. They've expanded our bhakti literatures. because they need all of that inside out. So Bhagavatam is not, it doesn't qualify as jnana, it qualifies as bhakti. This is also a point that Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur makes.
The very last verse of the Bhagavatam says, jnana bhakti sahitam naiskamam viskatam. You're getting jnana, you know. You're supposed to get jnana from Bhagavatam, but what's described as the jnana yogi and sankhya yogis, they're only after detachment. They're not attached to Krishna. Their only object is to become detached. But they don't have anything to become attached to. You got your own mic? Just ask him. You can't pass it around. It's very feeble.
Alright, so then what I understood you to say is that according to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, that jnana mishra bhakti is jnana in name only. But there does seem to be, I mean, it's the same as Uttama Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti and Uttama Bhakti are named different?
You gotta stay up here, Prabhu, come on now.
So, the Uttama Bhakta is not a Jnana Mishra. The Uttama Bhakta is mentioned separately in the 9th chapter, in the 10th chapter, in the 7th chapter also. So, the Uttama Bhakta doesn't have elements of jnana in the Uttama Bhakti's practice. What is an Uttama Bhakta? The gopis are Uttama Bhaktas. Are the gopis detached? So that is detachment or cultivating the knowledge that I am not the material body, but I am the soul. Is that even anywhere in the gopis' practices? No. So they are pure Uttama Bhaktas. This is not relevant to them. The only thing that's relevant is the thirst to serve Krishna. Just to make Krishna happy. We don't care about all this other stuff. But, you know, the ascetic or the sannyasi who's also an Uttama Bhakta in the material world, examples would be the Kumaras or the Manayogendras. They have certain resemblances of jnana yogis in their outward behavior. But that's just a resemblance, it's not real. I mean, they are Shanta Bhaktas. They are Uttama Bhaktas in the Shanta. That's my understanding of it. But I think we should not take his class away, so we'll talk later.
Anything else?
Actually, it's in the 9th chapter of
the
Gita, you have the
book.
When
one knows the goal of life, still want to speculate on the philosophy, he is a jnana mishra bhakti. Prabhupada writes it in the Purport. So you take a Prabhupada's word, and then if you go to Bhagavatam, it is not that we are after jnana or karma, but jnana karma is also in a pure form, it's a part of bhakti, it's a subdivision. Because Bhakti Devi has a two sons, jnana viragya. But that jnana and then the non-devotee's jnana are two different. So if you look at the purport of Prabhupada's explanation on Vasudeva, Bhagavati, Bhakti, Yoga, Prayojita, Janayati, Asu, Viragyam, Jnanam, Chajat, Ahitukam. Liberation cannot come without jnana. But we as a devotee are not looking or chasing after jnana, we are performing bhakti. And bhakti automatically produces three types of, name is jnana, but they are not jnana. First is tat padartha jnana, then tam padartha jnana, then jiva brahma aitya sajujya jnana. So they are also identified as a jnana, but tat padartha jnana, then I just listened, other day Prabhupada's lecture, Prabhupada says, so this, Mahaprabhu, when he went to South India, and he met this, person who could not read but he was crying while he was reading the Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada was emphasizing this, the importance of bhakti, what produced. And in that lecture he also said that when a guru asks disciple to study, that is not a jnana, even though it appears like jnana, it is bhakti. But when we perform bhakti, bhakti always produces this sambandha jnana with the Lord, What is my relationship with Krishna? What is my relationship with material nature? What is material nature's relationship with Krishna? What is Krishna's relationship with material nature? These things automatically pops in the heart of the devotee. That liberates him. So that's part of bhakti. But that appears like jnana. It is not jnana. Anything beside this are all useless jnana, or we don't consider. What Prabhupada says is true. Vidya bodhu jivanam. Vidya is that pure bhakti. But this jnana, that sambandha jnana, antapadartha jnana, tampadartha jnana, jiva brahma ikko sajujya jnana, also we have to understand what is the danger of merging into Brahman.
But we grasp it, we digest it, put it aside, we never think.
Anyway, he won't ever answer his question. He still wants to know what Ganamisha. I think Shanta Rati is under the, says that Ganamisha can be Shanta Rati. Yeah.
Paramatma Parabrahma, he says, Sarga Muksha Krishna Bhakta Narakari Mane,
Krishna Nishta Krishna Tek Sante Dujjane. Parabrahma Paramatma Ganapati. In the foundation of Krishna consciousness, Santa Bhakta, they are completely, fully knowledgeable about this Parabrahma and Paramatma. But that is also jnana, you can say. But this is the foundation of all. The Krishna is behind everything, he is everywhere.
So they are actually, they are a good example of jnana mishra.
Yeah. Well, that's not jnana mishra bhakti, you cannot say that. Because devotee in ISKCON, we are also coming to that platform and going beyond it. But that is foundation required.
But we're not pure, so we're Gyanamishu.
No, we
cannot say Gyanamishu. This is pure bhakti.
When somebody
says, like you are reading Prabhupada's book, that's pure bhakti. Where somebody may say you have some knowledge, but that's not looking separately from the bhakti. It is a part of the bhakti. Bhakti is eternally with jnana and vairagya.
Mahaprabhu is addressed
by Sarvam Bhattacharya, vairagya vidya mucha bhakti yogam sikkhartham ekam purusha
pradhanam. Mahaprabhu's teaching, Mahaprabhu's life is, Mahaprabhu's whole life is based on this jnana and vairagya. Is that jnana? But that is pure bhakti. Mahaprabhu's emphasizing.
He wants to find the Gyanamishra Bhakta.
The Gyanamishra Bhakta, Prabhupada says, oh, you mean you want to know the example who is Gyanamishra Bhakta? Is that what you're asking?
Well, that would probably help.
Well, we keep jumping context on how the word jnana is being used. If you look in a dictionary, it'll have 10 different definitions of words. So, jnana or knowledge is always in a context. It's not in itself what it is. It's knowledge of something. So, we're jumping back and forth on a lot of different things. Like, Prabhu mentioned here, sambandha jnana, it's got Radharani in it. You know, it's Jaitam Sarita Pankhorda, one verse. May know a little of it. But that idea,
wants pure Ganamisha Bhakti. Okay.
So there's tattva and rasa. Just like if you have tattva without rasa, it's dry. That's why, but tattva establishes rasa. But then rasa uses tattva for its own purposes. So his particular question, if I'm understanding it correctly, is sometimes it mentions that some of the inhabitants of, like, Queen Kunti, she understood that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She would say different verses like that. Where Mother Yasoda, it wasn't part of her conscious existence. So sometimes they use it like that. So if your question, the way I'm understanding it, that has to do with Yoga Maya and your particular relationship with Krishna. But on the ascending way that we were using jnana a lot of times, That's a different context. So we're using the word jnana or knowledge in back and forth and just confusing the situation by using out of context in one sentence and then going to another context, so we're not using it.
He quoted the verse, Jnana Karmadan Abhitum. He gave the standard that he was after.
But he also mentioned, he says, that automatically given, as soon as you have bhakti, the jnana is in it. You can't have bhakti without jnana.
Yeah, but so that's what comes back to his question, then what is jnana mishra? Jnana
mishra is this, that when
Mahaprabhu delivered Sadhana Bhattacharya, then next day, early morning, Mahaprabhu bought Jagannath Prasadam. And he defeated Sadhana Bhattacharya, what karma should be rejected by that prasadam. Because Sadhana Bhattacharya is a one personality, would never take or do anything until he finishes morning karma kandiya duty. Then after few days, when Sadhana Bhattacharya came with this famous verse, Tatta anukampa susamikshamana bhunjane vatma kritam vipakam vibhaka bhuvavir vivedan namaste jiveta ja mukti padesha dayava.
So when he wanted to change to bhakti pade instead of mukti pade, as Anuvaisya Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur gave a very nice explanation on this, that Sadhana Bhattacharya did not like the jnani idea of bhakti, which is jnana mishra bhakti. What is that? That he told to Mahaprabhu that why he wants to change it to bhakti instead of mukti. He said because the jnani who does not give the eternity of bhakti, they give the jnana as eternity, become pratyanam brahma, the ultimate goal is life, but they take shelter of bhakti to achieve the jnana, that point. So he gave explanation, just like a person wants to climb to the platform of gold, which is jnana, but he takes the bhakti as a shelter, as a ladder. So he climbs the ladder, and when he goes up to reach the gap, he throws the ladder, he doesn't need anymore. That is what exactly opposite to our understanding. That we take bhakti as eternal, but they take bhakti as temporary. That is jnana mishra bhakti, according to bhakti.
So then, vaidhi bhakti is jnana mishra bhakti. It almost sounds like that, because he didn't wash his hands, that's part of vidhi bhakti. Yeah, like he didn't wash his...
Mahaprabhu actually was happy that he is actually pure Vaishnava now because he did not care for the problem.
I know. So then you could almost think that Vaidhi Bhakti and Jnana Mishra Bhakti are similar.
No, I would not say that. Jnana Mishra Bhakti is an impersonalist perceiving that Jnana is the ultimate goal, but they take shelter
right.
of bhakti.
That's your best answer. You better say, be happy with it.
Now this is the
part of the
answer given. Alright. Hari Bol, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
No, everybody's saying Sambandha and Mishra, but does everyone understand what Sambandha here is here? Because
yeah.
You're using these Sanskrit words, but I think you should say what they mean. Like Mishra, what is that?
Mix. We all know it.
Okay, you all know it. Okay, very good.
Which is,
a bunch of pundits here. That's you.
Yeah.